Yeah, I had to tell the dermatologist. She's like, "Is anything? You have any idea where this is from?" I was like, "I got Keef on my eyes." And she was like, "All right." I was in a cloud of Keef.
What an angel!
Yeah, dude, what did she didn't even bat an eye, dude. She goes, "Eh, it happens. You it never happens. Know."
Everybody gets Keef in
the Everyone eyes. Everyone gets fucking in a cloud of Keef in the
dude,
eyes.
What is? Do you see Trump's calling people whose illegal immigrants kill your son or daughter? They call you a fucking angel mom.
Wait, what?
He calls them angel parents.
Angel parents?
What? Yeah,
pretty great.
Illegal immigrants who kill?
Yeah, if an illegal kills somebody in your family, you become an angel whatever. He keeps calling them angel moms.
My God.
It's hilarious.
So was that even saying that in the speech the other day?
He's calling them angel moms.
Jesus Christ.
Like, listen to these angel moms.
So if a Mexican murders your son,
you instantly become an angel.
You transcend into a fucking deity.
You're an angel mom.
Just into a demigod?
You're a mom of an angel.
God damn, dude.
Which is funny because chances are that's the name of the guy who killed him.
And hell?
Oh my God.
So what? But only the distinction's made for like if an immigrant.
Only if an
you.
Immigrant. If your fucking kid gets murdered, you're just a fucking mom.
You're just a mom. Yeah.
Unless an immigrant did it. And then angel you're an angel mom.
Dude. Damn.
Trump's
dude.
Got all the sickest
branding
nicknames.
Genius. Dude,
Trump's got the sickest
the
nicknames.
Most fucked up part is thinking about those ladies on. Like hearing their angel moms and being like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm an angel mom.
That's You're fun. An angel mom. I need you to stand behind me when I say build the wall.
How many? No, just someone said to me, like, these women, they're angels, you know? And then he was just like, they're angel moms. He just put it right together.
You got to admit, his idiot. Brand, his names are fucking sick,
he's
dude.
He's just
He's
so
a good nicknamer. I'll give him that.
He is.
Lion O'Connie, dude. He's he would lock you up, O'Connie. Dude.
Oh, dude. He would. He would definitely lock me up. He's a fucking
angel
warm.
Mom, dude.
Yeah. Angel moms are the shit. We I hope a fucking angel
When did they start?
I think the first time I heard it was the State of the Union address, but he's probably got it. He's got it in the back pocket. He's probably been tossing it out when he's running his hour.
Yeah,
across the country, he's probably been tossing it out. It's working.
That's a sick thing to run off. Just be like, yo, there's Mexicans coming, and they're fucking raping and killing us. And then there's the other people being like, immigrants are the most wholesome people. It's like,
I know
they're just fucking people.
Of course, that's the left.
Some of them are raping and murdering, just like every other group of people. But they're like, no, we need more. No, we need to keep them out. It's like. Yeah. They're just fucking lads, bro.
Just lads.
Come
lad,
to work.
Dude.
Some
Let
of them go rogue.
Lad,
Some of them
lad.
Go rogue. And fucking
lads going lad.
Yeah. So you think lads? Yeah, lads going lad. So you're against the wall.
I love the wall. How dare you?
I'm in
defense. You're gonna put a wall around lads.
No,
lad.
I'm in defense.
Dude, you think that's only gonna give us the best lads? If we build this wall, dude, only the finest
we already
fucking lads.
We only get elite lads.
We get sick lads,
True.
No matter what. They went through the gauntlet, but
True.
If we build a wall at the end.
No, I've always said we got to go American Ninja Warrior.
Exactly,
course.
That's what already All exists.
The, is it really?
Yeah.
You just have a dude with a fucking just tennis ball gun, like pop, 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 like, dude,
yeah,
there's a desert. There's a desert. There's a desert. There's a river. There's like people that want to kill them.
Everyone's raping.
Yeah.
You got to dodge all the rapes.
True. You know, there's people that just live down there that like think they're part of the force that stopped. You ever watch like Border Wars? That like
reality
show?
They're
Is there dudes that just conscript themselves?
Yeah,
like,
there's
just people that just sit
in
their backyards.
That are like, I'm in a militia.
You know, they got like a big property along the border. They just sit in their backyard and like watch for
and
people
they just
to
catch
come
them?
Over. Yeah.
Catch and
Put
release?
Up nets, dude.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah.
Catch the lads out there in the nets.
Dude.
Go out and check the traps at
there
night.
There was like a dude.
There's a lad.
They're in the Border Wars. Like in their house and they're like, shh. Some lads outside.
Yeah, there's lads scurrying, dude. It's like they're like raccoons, though. Like where if all the trap you need is like a hole, and then you put something in it that the lads would like. You put like a cool fucking Affliction T-shirt in, and they won't let it go, and then they're just stuck there.
Holy fuck!
The lads
put some like
night,
cowboy boots down.
They're just sitting there. You'll see them. They get stuck like by a tree, just holding it, holding
damn.
Some sick boots.
Yeah, you see that a lot on Border Wars. If you're watching.
Oh, I gotta Jesus go down there Christ. And leave the lads, dude.
You're gonna free them. You're
I
gonna
need,
be a
we
coyote.
Need more lads, dude. I love it.
You
no, there was,
be a
there was there was oh, a, yeah. there was like one thing on Border Wars where it, like they had this couple who like lives on the border and just like caught this guy and they were asking him about his
What'd
life.
They do with him?
What? They just turned him over to like ICE or whatever. Damn. But they were asking him like how he got here and he was like he was from like Malaysia or something like that. He had
what?
Like sold a kidney to get on a tanker to just get to South America.
Damn.
Yeah. Whoa. And then he like hiked up from South America and he was like swimming across
Damn.
The river and saw two fat people with just like drinking Budweiser's just like got one. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Totally fucked this dude over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but who knows what he would have done. If we would have let him in,
yeah,
you could have another angel mom, dude. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. O'Connie could be angel parents. Yeah, little Chris.
No that way. Was the guy who was coming to do
he
you
was
specifically.
Butt fuck
him.
You,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
He sold a kidney to fuck you up. This black dude picked us up and was tossing out some sick stats.
What was he doing?
Because it's a college town. Poughkeepsie has Marist. Is that it? Or Bryant or some shit?
Marist and Vassar.
And he was like, I pick up these drunk-ass college girls with their fucking... You should have seen this girl the other night. They're skirt up the whole way.
She had legs like a... He got stuck. He's like an athlete. Strong legs. She was like, she blacked out. And she's like, she knows what she's doing. I can put my hand right up her ass. It was like, what? He's like, I don't do it.
I pick these college girls up all the time. I was in the back. Like, are we in trouble? Are we going to get raped?
What's it called when an Uber driver eats your daughter's pussy?
Uber eats, dude.
It's angel dad, dude.
Yeah, he's an angel daddy.
Blacked out daughter gets her pussy eaten by an Uber driver.
Oh, God. Holy shit.
You're instantly an angel daddy.
Angel daddy. Angel mommies and angel dads, dude.
Angel daddies, dude.
That's when the driver stuck his hand up my daughter's ass. He said he wouldn't.
It was supposed to be a pool. Nobody else got in the car.
Trump needs to start attacking her eyes.
Yeah. Dude, if Trump brought up some victims of angel daddies, some angel daddies on stage, it was like in the Chilling case, Christopher O'Connor was raped.
He's got a hand up the ass.
He got blacked out.
I also love the phrase hand up the ass as opposed to like fisting. Hand up the ass. How loose do you think assholes are?
You're just going to stick a hand up a passenger's asshole. Like, yeah, where are you headed?
Knew I could do that.
Yeah. Knew I'd get away with it.
Yeah.
That is weird, though, how you can't even talk about it. If you were like, we need to tighten our borders, it's racist. Dude, it's good.
It's like, no, just make them come over legal. What we should do is streamline how easy it is to do it legally. I think that's the big issue. Yeah. It's because it takes forever to do it legally. So it's like a 5-year fucking wait, and you're from Guatemala, dude. You're just trying to lad out. You're just trying to go buy a fucking pair of cowboy boots, some JNCOs.
It's one of those things where I'm like, I don't give a fuck because it doesn't right now affect me at all.
No, of course.
But like, if I was like, everyone I know in my town was out of a job, I'd be like, all right, man, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, true. If you're some bitch boy like fucking Dairy Queen, who's probably some fucking office turd, and
they're coming for you too, man.
Yeah, dude. Wait till the lads. Automate. Yeah, once those lads learn how to build robots and shit,
give them that. When they get their hands on the fucking Excel spreadsheet, dude. Yep. Good luck.
Yep. They fucking figure out the Excel sheet,
they'll
we
be
are
having
done.
Those fucking stubby. All you hear is stubby fingers, like
fucking burrito fingers, dude, plowing away at the Excel. Doing combos you never even thought of, dude.
That is funny, though, because I never gave a fuck about immigration, but I also, it's like, well, fucking, we shouldn't even have borders. It's like, all right, well, unlock your door, take your door off the hinge. And
Well, there's that argument. I don't believe in that. Like, when people are like, we should let Syrians in, it's like, all right, well, fucking let them into your house. It's like, well, no, obviously, fuck that. But when you're sitting here saying open borders or whatever, or, like, criticizing someone who's like, well, maybe they should come into the country legally.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with saying that? There's nothing wrong with saying that. It doesn't make you racist.
There's people who will say, though, like, I don't even think we should have, like, a border.
Well, yeah, there's people that'll...
It's like, all right, unlock your door.
Yeah, true.
Like, you need borders. You have your houses walled off. Why? Because you don't want some fucking dude to roll in there.
Yeah. You don't want a lad coming in.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't want a lad that you don't know.
A bad lad, dude. You got to watch out for the bad lad. Most of them are very good, but you got to watch out for the bad lads.
The bad ones are very bad. That's the thing.
Very bad, dude.
They get a snake tattoo. They get a snake tattoo, and they come over here and they stab and rape.
Next thing you know, you're getting beheaded.
It's 1 out of 100.
One out of 100.
That 100th. That 100th one is a Malecito, dude.
Yeah, he's a fucking bad hombre, dude.
Dude, it's a bad hombre.
We'll fucking cut your dick off. Yeah,
we'll put your head on a turtle, dude, and send it across the border.
Right on top of a tortuga, you fucking bitch, Dairy Queen.
That is a funny element of the cartels about, like, if you really went over there, just a bunch of, like, 5'4 dudes over there. Like,
yeah,
no, we must
fucking,
take
yeah, you ever see a picture of El Chapo? It's like, what a fucking chubby little bitch, dude.
He just looks like a drywall foreman.
He looks like Mario, dude. That's why he keeps escaping out of the pipes in prisons, dude. That's how he gets down the pipe. It just goes, quick, quick, quick. He's crawling underneath the tunnels like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
He just jumps down the toilet.
Do, 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 do.
Oh my god.
There has to. I mean, that joke has to have been made. That was
no
fucking,
way.
That
dude.
Was a layup, dude.
That was a fucking
slam
dunk.
Once you see El Chapo and you realize how much he looks like Mario, you'll be like, oh yeah.
Dude, I've never heard that before, and we're on the cutting edge of fucking humor.
We are actually on the forefront of it, but
God damn
it,
dude.
Where'd you see El Chapo? It's funny, there's a lot of Mexican restaurants called El Chapo.
Of course, dude. Why wouldn't you? That's like Italians do that. They'll be like Godfather's Pizza. And Goodfellas. And it's like every Italian.
Goodfellas Pizza. It's like you're a fucking dork from New Jersey. Fucking El Chapo, dude.
Oh, my God.
He looks like Super Mario, dude.
He looks like almost like James Gandolfini.
In that picture, he does.
He looks like James Gandolfini mixed with Johnny Depp's friend from Blow from Cuba or Colombia.
You got to see old ones. You got to see old or newer pictures of him to think that. But damn, dude. That's sick. Here he is with gay ass Sean Penn.
Holy fuck.
Sean
dude.
Penn like went and did an interview with him or something.
Hey, it looks like he's like owns a car wash.
Yeah, he does. Except he's out there fucking cutting people's heads
fucking,
and dicks
he'll
off.
He'll destroy me, dude.
Yeah. He'll fucking he'll flip that little lift, dude.
He'd put my fucking big head
on your head.
He might need two tortugas to fucking get my big head on there, dude.
He'll jump on your head and you'll be dead.
He'll squash me.
You'll have to go back into your shell.
I could use him for knocking down those fucking towers, dude, having him fucking
break those bricks, dude. Yeah, the lads are wild. It's funny now that we're talking immigration.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Let's get down to brass tacks on this. No, I was listening to that thing on there's this podcast called Caliphate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I said it last week. It's from the failing New York Times. But
I didn't know. Yeah, what is it?
It's just this lady interviewing this dude who joined ISIS. He's this Pakistani kid from Canada. Joined ISIS, killed some people. Yeah,
what?
It's pretty fucked up. Yeah. Like, executed some people.
What's he doing back in? Is he in jail now?
He snuck back in.
He's just living a normal life?
I think. He was anonymous in the thing.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, he found out it wasn't for him after the second person he executed.
He was like an ISIS sophomore?
Yeah, his second year.
Holy
ISIS.
Shit, dude.
But one thing, now that we're talking immigration, that was funny was like, they were like, yeah, just go to France. They started plotting where they were going to attack outside of the caliphate.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, France, they're like, they're just fucking handing out immigration papers. Like, we can just get in. No problem. And that's the tough thing, because it's like you want to, there's all those Syrians that are, obviously 99% of these, that's a wild figure I'm throwing out. But you know what I mean? The majority of these people are just innocent people trapped in a fucking war zone, and it's like the right thing to do is to get them out.
Yeah.
But then you run the risk of like, if you're going to let thousands and thousands in at once.
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, three dudes that suck sneaking in.
A couple sleeper cells.
A couple, like, all it takes is, like, five fucking morons and
I wonder how,
Paris.
I wonder how many of them fucking get here and they're like, damn, this is fucking sweet. And it's going to fall
that'd be,
off.
That'd be pretty quick.
They'd be like, oh, I've been on my bullshit, dude.
Yeah, dude, my bad. What the fuck? I beheaded a guy. You guys have Hooters?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then
there's
they're like,
tray of wings.
Like, what am I going to do for work? And it's like, oh, there's an app. You can just drive people around and make, like, $200 a day. And they're like,
Who do I have to execute? Like, nobody. You don't have to saw anybody's heads off.
Like, no, you just drive around. It's pretty sick.
And you can tell them about Islam.
Yeah.
You can talk to them. You're going to get some negative reviews. But you can give them a good speech.
Yeah, she's wild. So I started drinking. What the fuck's this shit called? It's not Robitussin. Delsim. Similar to Robitussin, but it has DXM, the dextromorphino, whatever the fuck
shit,
that
you
shit
want
is.
Those wild dreams.
I mean, that's Gluflaslu, whatever the hell it's called. That's a Mucinex. I stepped up to robo-tripping. So I was robo-tripping the last two nights. Last night, I drank a bunch of it the one night, passed the fuck out. Second night, I drank it. My tolerance spiked. I must be a fucking DXM or DXM head. Drank double. Wasn't really putting me down. So then I got into a fucking YouTube hole of that guy. Who's the fucking... Is it Robbie something? The guy who got arrested for filming like Muslims going into prison?
Oh, I don't know.
They're like Tommy Robinson. He was the guy who would drive around England and show his old neighborhoods and be like, "Look at this, mate. See what he's collecting for. See what he's filming. He's like saying they're like collecting for ISIS and shit."
I think he's the one who was driving through a neighborhood and a bunch of Muzzies like approached his car and were like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, he started the English Defense League.
Yeah, which that's a little.
Well, you know what happened? Apparently, what happened was I read an article about it. I mean, this dude is not like Muslims. Dude. You can split that any way you want. Yeah. But he got a bunch of Nazis and shit joining that. He was like, dude, fuck, come on, guys. He didn't want people that were like super duper racist. He just wanted dudes.
He
that
just wanted slight racist.
Well,
he wanted like only racist against Muzzies.
He just, I mean, it's the thing I was watching when it was like the Italian lady got like dragged down the street by these like three Somalian dudes.
Yeah. And Tommy Robinson's like, fuck it, I'm going there. And as soon as they came at his camera, he's like, fuck you. And dude's like, keep your life. And he's like, what are you going to, you can't kill me, blah, blah, blah. And they start talking. And Tommy Robinson turns around. The guy makes like a knife stab emotion behind his back. Like, I'll kill you. And this dude, Tommy Robinson, turns around, hooks this dude.
Really?
Knocked him the fuck out.
He knocked out a Somali?
Fucking cracked. The video cuts out, but it's like solid, like jaw moving. He fucking decked this guy.
Wow.
But it's like, did he go down there looking for a fight or what? Because he was like, because they were like, it's a no-go zone. And he's all about like, dude, fuck this. I'm not, there's no no-go zones. Like, yeah. I'm not going to have a no-go zone in my country. He doesn't believe in borders. Yeah, he's, who, Tommy Robinson? Yeah, he believes in super borders.
Except in his own country.
Yeah. Well, he was like, dude, he's like, I grew up here, and now you're telling me, like, I can't go around here? He's like, fuck that.
Oh, no-go zones, like,
That was one in Italy, being like, they were saying, like, women reporters can't go there.
Yeah, because they called it a no-go zone.
But he was like, dude, fuck this. This is Europe. I'm gonna go down there right now and fuck someone up. And that's exactly what he did.
So you're a fan.
I don't know. I was just intrigued by the guy. He's definitely intriguing. He's a little much. He's driving around. It's like when he's driving around that one video, just like he's just looking at Muslim people.
Look at him. There they fucking
He's like,
are.
Look at that. You know what that story used to be? You know this story? It was just like that shit.
Yeah.
But it's like it's an interesting dude to follow. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I understand. I've watched it. Yeah. I've seen some of the shit. But then when you get into like the defense league and like
they got wild. He left the defense weird league. Stuff. He left the defense league. Headbutted a Nazi. Tommy really? Robinson headbutted a Nazi, yeah. He didn't want to. He's like, get out. You're making my group look bad. He's locked up right now.
What do you think of that, headbutting him?
It might have been for the press, dude. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I really don't. I can't believe anything I read.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know anything.
He definitely punched that dude in the face. That was a wild video.
So he knocked out a Somali leaving court?
No. The guy who was where that girl got pulled off, who got like the Italian reporter got dragged down the street. It's a random dude. This lady was filming homeless people. And the guy was like, get the camera out of here. And she's like, no, and they fucking snatch her up. Tommy Robinson fucking flew down there. I was like, fuck you guys.
I've had enough.
He's had enough, dude.
Enough is enough.
Him and his boys are so funny. Like, look, what do you think they're collecting for? What are you collecting for, mate? All right. Dude, it's so funny.
It's just some Muslim dude that's like, nothing, man.
He's like, oh, the orphans. He's like, we definitely just fucking supported ISIS. They pull off like, we definitely just supported ISIS. Real but shit. he's after the grooming gangs and like the amounts of rapes and stuff, and it's like, I have said that before, man. That's like, you're coming from Somalia, dude, and they hit you in England. Bad boys in Somalia, you can pull off some rapes out there, and then all of a sudden you get to this new place where you're like, no, you can't do that at all.
Yeah,
you know, some bugs are gonna hit the windshield, dude. People are gonna be like, I think I know about raping. I think I can do this here. It'll be cool. I'm just saying, dude. That's like the lay of the land down there. Somalia's fucked up.
Somalia's pretty fucked up.
So I guess he's you know, what, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fucked up, dude. I mean, it's one thing where, like, the dude's an asshole. What he's doing, you watch videos, like, yeah, I can see why people hate this guy. Then it's like, you hear about the people getting raped a lot, and it's like, if this is true,
well,
hey, man.
You got to figure, the Somalis down there, there's probably not a lot of, like, women's shampoo and, like, lotions. And then they get up to England, and there's lotion everywhere.
They basically they have girl roommates.
Oh.
For the first time.
They're coming in there shining that flashlight.
I mean, if you're sleeping outside and someone's like tapping Mac next to you, that's your roommate.
Yeah.
So they wake up and they're just like, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully it's not that. Hopefully it's not the case.
Hopefully what is not the case?
That someone's waking up and just grabbing people under their fucking...
You think a Somali pirate's getting the flashlight out and just be like, I'm the captain of this bedroom.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. I gotta blow my nose. We back.
All right. So Matt blew his nose. We're feeling stronger, dude.
I wonder if people think we do stronger. Coke down here. Someone's like, I gotta go blow my nose.
I'd imagine people see how fucking lethargic we are.
True that.
And know that they can look at me and be like, that guy's definitely not doing coke.
That's one thing. If you see me eating in public, they're like, oh, that guy's not a cokehead.
But so this past Thursday, I did Miguel Dalmo's American Immigrant podcast.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting. Live. Tell me about that.
And it was a panel.
Yeah.
So it was like me, this Indian chick, I forget her name. She's a comic here. This Mexican lady who was like a activist that was like, she's like an immigration activist.
How old was she?
I don't know. Probably mid-30s.
Okay. So she wasn't as old as the lady from like Rajneesh Paj or whatever?
No.
Remember that guy's Bill from that show?
No.
What? The Netflix show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I thought you were picturing her.
No. And then
30-year-old Mexican activist.
Yeah. And then Dorian Vasquez. And Miguel, how'd
he
do?
What
Miguel
was old
Downers.
Dorian talking about?
He did fine.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, but then then so in the green room before the show, we're just sitting there talking, and the Mexican lady was shitting on Pennsylvania's treatment of immigrants, illegal immigrants.
Okay.
That come to, when they get to America, ICE puts them basically in like facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're not in jail, but if they leave, they'll get arrested because they're illegal okay. immigrants.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, so I was like, I used to work for DHS, the yeah. Department of, in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, so you know all about it. Like, she fucking hated
that.
Why'd
she hate DHS workers?
Because the conditions she hates, she's like, it's...
What's DHS have to do with ICE?
So, there's, like, county prisons, basically, or, like, county... They're not technically prisons,
do they split the family up from age group, or they let them all children?
Well, so then DHS looks at these facilities and gives a contract to the facilities if they're up to par. Because any child facility in the state, DHS operates.
Yeah.
But then ICE and federal funding also
such
go to
such a sick acronym, too.
ICE?
Yeah, it's yeah, just it, ICE. Yeah, that's the last ICE. Acronym I want after me. Yeah. ICE.
But she just hated... DHS is involved. They're issuing the contracts to these places, these facilities, like yeah, Berks County. Are, Berks yeah. County is the one.
But you ever go see some of the conditions they might be in? Like, you're a DHS worker. Your job
yeah,
is
I
to
did.
Make sure
I,
kids don't live
my job
in
was
fucked
to
up
go
conditions.
To condition or to go check conditions yeah. and make sure they're okay. Make sure they have, like, appropriate... You know, like
yeah.
fire alarms. There's no space heaters.
Yeah,
there's
dude.
Fucking no bed bugs. Check
but
everything.
She's
out.
Like, they should just totally be like, no.
Well,
totally
and then she finally admitted. Well, she's anti-borders
okay.
globally.
Okay.
She doesn't believe in nations' borders. She
okay.
believes it's a human right to migrate seamlessly.
Okay.
Which, so I mean, that kind of I was. Like,
I was on that when I was 21.
Yeah,
and I used to do a ton of mushrooms, and I thought I lived in an undisturbed ecosystem in my house. So I was like, yeah. "Yeah, that's a fucking sick idea."
Yeah,
well, it doesn't really work that way.
But so then I was like, "Yeah, my sister was the comm director for DHS. Like, my sister was like high up in
yeah.
that whole thing." So I started texting my sister, and I was like, "Well, they, give me something to respond to this, because this lady's
yeah.
There's got to be a reason that it can't be evil. Like, they can't be locking up immigrants and being like." Treating them horribly and like it's like these are illegal immigrants that they're waiting for asylum and they're giving them like a bed and
oh okay yeah yeah
yeah they're waiting for asylum.
It's like what Ayaan Hirsi Ali had to live in
so,
for a while.
So it was supposed to be a children's facility, mm-hmm. but then they just started letting random fucking adults live in the same facility as these kids. So then DHS got rid. It did not extend the contract with them.
Okay,
they're like, you're failing. You can't have fucking random people in there anyway. So there's a long thing about that, but mm-hmm. this lady starts talking about like colonizers and white devils in the green room. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, whoa.
Dude, I mean.
And she might have been joking, but still, that's even joking. It's like, you're basically a human rights activist, but you're going to sit here and use racial slurs.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I'm not offended. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly.
But why don't you
what
chill
a,
with
I mean,
that
that's
shit?
A lamest slur, too. It's like, well. Your ancestors 400 years ago dominated territories through military combat, and it's like, yeah, okay.
She's like, what conditions brought these immigrants to America? It's like America destroying the entire hemisphere. It's like, all right, see you later, lady.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's like the capital now. I always had. It's like the major, there's like a city that just grows and gets so big that people are like, oh, fuck, let me go over there. That's just, I mean, that's, you know, I think people weren't sneaking into Rome and shit. That's the same thing.
Then the Indian chick in the green room is like, I'm just glad my people never oppressed anybody.
From India, she was saying.
India. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
India was an empire.
Yeah.
For I mean, obviously they got butt-fucked by England for a while, but it's like, what do you think? And then so I was like, what about Pakistan? And she was like, well, that was pretty much Pakistan attacking India. And I was like, I think you guys had some massacres in there, too.
What about Nepal? Doesn't India, like, didn't they butt-fuck Nepal a couple times?
Probably. It's on their border.
But that's what I was telling you. Their like main religion for almost ever was it was set up in a caste system, to where
yeah.
like it was just like the high
well,
level.
Well, that was
caste.
Brought up immediately too. It's like, well, yeah, you guys also had caste systems,
yeah.
And
I mean that's yeah.
They would throw women in funeral pyres with their husbands after they died.
Yeah.
It's like,
how long ago was that?
They were doing that recently. I mean, in pockets, not
well,
like
this, yeah.
accepted, but it's still like
it was still happening.
Yeah, and then
shit.
But she's like, no, I just mean like colonizing. Like we never oppressed anybody else. And it's like, yeah, you fucking did.
Yeah, you fully
definitely.
Did. You didn't become a huge superpower like that. That's dude. I mean,
anyway, but it was such a funny like thought process to be like, I'm just so glad my culture never, you know, oppressed anyone else.
It's like, yeah, if that's what you're into. Like using fucking
I'm like,
history.
I'm Irish.
Exactly. That's the thing no one wants to hear about.
And I was like, we didn't really set the world on fire either.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was some fucked up shit the Irish people have done throughout history, but it's
yeah,
like,
but I mean, I don't think the Irish military like took over Croatia.
Yeah, but whatever.
That's hilarious. Yes. You guys all saw it and you guys sat and talked the issues.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
That's tight.
At one point, though, the lady hit me with like a hard. She had a good. I mean, she studies this.
What was the question? Right?
I forget what it was. Oh, I said something about Irish or something like that, oppression type shit. I understood I was coming from. I knew what was going to happen. But this dude in the front row that was like Indian, I think, or like he was brown skin.
Yeah,
he was like, ugh. And I was like, see, that's a weird thing to.
Yeah.
Be like, your oppression's not as bad as mine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the Mexican activist had a good answer. I forget what it was, but
said it just.
She's like, you're white and something like that, and got a good response. And I was like, well, you should do stand up. You'd be doing late night with that material. That's pretty good.
Hilarious. Yeah, that.
You're
getting
a lot of claps. You should do stand up.
Yeah,
but
it's all cultural, man. They tell a lot of cultures, but even Irish, it's like, you don't, like, if I ever complained when I was little, my mom would be like, offered up to Jesus, and I'm like, fuck, god damn it. It's not like, yeah, sit around and fucking cry.
No, I sit around and cry.
True that.
I sit around and
me
cry.
Me poor heart weeps.
But we had to submit articles and shit, and one of the stats in it that was pretty interesting was the average Irish man in 1858... 14 pounds of potatoes a day.
What?
Yeah, I think. I got to double check that.
He ate 14 pounds?
Yeah,
because they were just subsisting on
like
just
11.
So they were just eating potatoes?
The only thing they could eat was potatoes, basically.
Holy shit.
Because all the food the English
sounds
confiscated.
Sounds fucking awesome. Yeah, I heard about that. They took all their shit. So what like was the deal with that? What was the potato famine? The English just went. Was it like one of those things where they made them farm and then took all their food?
Yeah, they would. I mean, Ireland still had fucking livestock and grain and other forms of food, but the English would collect all that. It's like, you owe us that. That's ours. They would take it and store it.
Like a samurai system with the rice.
So then when the blight happened and all the potato crops failed, that was all the food they had. So millions of people died.
Because of these food practices?
Yeah.
Shit.
Because of our oppression, bro.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you know how oppressed we were?
Now I do. Oh, fucking pissed.
They even used the same ships, the slave ships, to bring Irish to America.
Did they really?
Former slave ships.
I heard on the slave ships, it was like...
It was fun.
No, it was not fun. But I heard and again, maybe this is wrong, but I heard that it was like equal Europeans to Africans dying on the way over. Like dudes on those crews are getting...
Statistically.
Yeah.
But there were a lot more Africans on the boat.
Okay.
Significant number more Africans
were
on
dying.
Those ships.
Gotcha.
Maybe it was percentage-wise.
They weren't rolling that deep?
No, I mean, dude, they were packing people in.
That's
like,
true.
Like me and Beezer in the hotel room.
That's true. They were getting. That's true.
Dude, think of the snort addicts on those ships.
That's why when people are like, you know, again, this is just from my research, but when they say that, like, white people like went into like the interiors of Africa and like were stealing slaves and shit.
I know where this is going.
It was the invention of quinine, dude. They couldn't do that until quinine happened. Until people got quinine, so it was like, they're saying basically like, well, you know. There's networks, dude, set up that would meet people on the shores and sell people. It wasn't like Christopher Columbus hacking his way through the African wilderness.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, let's get them. Come on.
So what happened?
It was just Africans selling Africans, dude.
What?
To Europeans.
What did you just say?
I mean, that's according to this
what
one
did
guy.
You just say?
It's according to Thomas Sowell, dude. Black guy.
How
safe.
Dare you?
It's according to Thomas Sowell. Black guy safe.
True. You got your force field up.
But he said, like, before the invention of quinine, guys couldn't even get off the boats over there without getting sick.
Just saying, dude. Follow the breadcrumbs.
I mean, I'm